throughout this country and in the world. Secondly, we feel it important to project positive images within our own community and give proper exposure to positive individual and community activities among Bilalians in America and outside of America. Also in this year, one of our top priorities will be to educate our readers with every page and every issue. And we feel in this way, circulation of the Bilali news can't help but to increase.
The principal of Sister Clara Muhammad Elementary and Secondary School in Chicago, Brother Clyde Elamin, expounds upon education, an area of special importance in Islam.
We are very grateful to Allah for the progress that the education program of the World Community of Islam has made under the leadership of the Honorable Dr. D. Muhammad. The Clara Muhammad Elementary and Secondary School are one of the most vital programs in the World Community of Islam. We have grown in our understanding of how important it is that we prepare our youth to carry on the great work of the Majestic. We have been very, very blessed over the last year to see the growth of our Islamic Studies Department. Here in Chicago, we've been fortunate to receive on our staff a fine instructor and Brother Muhammad Saeed from Syria. And we've also been very fortunate with the work and the contributions of Brother Darnell Kareem, also an instructor of Islamic Studies. We look forward to the rapid growth of this department, and we welcome the influence that it has had on the entire educational program of the school. We are very, very fortunate to have, as the base of our educational program, the greatest religion in the world, the religion of Islam. We, under the leadership of the Honorable W.D. Muhammad, realize that we are the most fortunate educators in the world. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has given his full support to the educational program and to the Youth Leadership Trust, which is the umbrella for most of the youth programs in the mosque. Brother Muhammad Saeed.
There are two purposes for implementing the Arabic teaching for the teachers. Brother Chief Imam Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has two purposes in mind. The first purpose is to represent Islam perfectly and purely to the Muslim students in Sister Clara Muhammad, to have better image as Muslims, practicing Muslims, and at the same time to better and develop the image for the Muslim teachers who are working in Sister Clara Muhammad School in a very good system that serves the purpose of Islam and Allah.
It's indeed a great honor for me to be invited here and to see so many young people out here. Well, I'm sure you know why you're here. You're here to get yourself prepared to lead the world community of Islam. Because one day we're going to be gone, you know. Time is catching up with us. And it's catching up with you too. It's going to force you to take responsibility for the community of Islam in the world. We're not just here in America. As you know, we are outside of America too. And this community of Islam is chosen by Almighty God. We know, and we can convince the world, if they'll listen to us talk about it in a while, that this community over here has been chosen by Almighty God to provide the world with the leadership that will remake the world and solve some of these terrible human problems that we have. Now, I'm only here today to say thank you to those who have representatives of this community who've gotten together and made this effort to start you on the road toward leadership. I understand that the seminar and the youth ministry, and there are some other programs that we are getting together, is going to soon bring us into the leadership thrust, the youth leadership thrust that we want. From there, we'll have a new body of people representing the World Community of Islam's leadership. And you youngsters are in many ways, some of you, more adult than some of us. And we know that. You know, we don't always admit it. I wouldn't even admit it to my children. I hope none of them are here. But we will admit it to others outside of our home. And I know that in many ways, many of you are more adult than we are. And we don't think that you have to wait until you get 18 or 21 to come into this leadership and participate in the leadership of this community. We want your help. We want you to grow with us. We want to share our experiences and our knowledge with you. We want to teach you and train you, give you everything we got, and we want you to give us everything you got, and you have a lot to offer.
First 4 year of the school, being named Clara Muhammad Elementary and Secondary School, we are thankful to the many believers that have rallied to the support of the Clara Muhammad School, and we are very fortunate to have had some groups start up recently for the sole purpose of supporting the educational programs of the World Community of Islam. Some fine examples are the Clara Muhammad Memorial Scholarship Foundation, the Clara Muhammad Alumni Foundation, and a number of individuals that have made themselves available on call to help us in our programs. Many of the fundraising activities of these groups have done much to increase the spirit of charity among the believers and have greatly enriched the social life in the Muslim community. In order to involve the youth more in the decision-making processes, the Youth Leadership Trust has been established. Through the Youth Leadership Trust, we are able to identify youth with potential, with talent, and involve them in the decision-making processes as soon as possible. Some of the more outstanding programs are the Youth Mosque and the Youth Imam Training Class. These two programs, which work very closely together, have allowed us to identify youth who have within them the potential to be outstanding leaders in the community. The Youth Leadership Trust, the Clara Muhammad Elementary and Secondary School, all have received tremendous support, and we are very thankful to the many believers who answered the call in the year that have just preceded us.
No, you're supposed to keep your health. Look! Take care of your baby! Take care of your knees! But if you got enough of it, and you know you have your meal, then if you got enough to eat tomorrow, then share. Share that extra. With another brother, with another sister that needs to eat too. This is our society. It's a society of equals. A society of one blood, one blood, one mind, one spirit. And this way we'll be successful. Don't forget the strong attributes of our forefathers in slavery. I've read where they suffered, but one suffering slave would try to comfort us when the master wasn't around. Then when they got free in the South, one would be cooking beans and some greens and have a neck bone in there with hardly no meat on it. But we remember sister down the road with her five children and walked 5 miles with a jar of pot, of broth, and a few greens in it, and a piece of palm bread and smiling, knowing that she has given a little something to that family across the road. So let us not change so much that we lose the greatness that we had yesterday. What do we want for this nation? I'm talking about the aims of this nation. We aim for freedom, from lies. We aim for wealth for the whole community. Not wealth to make us capitalists. Wealth to make the whole community a capitalist. And each one in the community is a worker. This is the way we should be. This is not communism. This is Islam.
Belalian. Everybody say that. Belalian. Belalian. Now, is that true that all black people can be called Belalian? So, now on.
His greatness was proven by his ability to stand up in the face of opposition for what he believed. His belief that there is only one God.
On the south side of Chicago, in the vicinity of 63rd and Stony Island, will be the site of the new Bilal Mosque. The building of the mosque was announced by Sheikh Sultan bin Muhammad al-Qasimi, the ruler of Sharjah. In a special press conference, Mayor Vilambic of Chicago with President Leon Finney of the Woodlawn Organization and our chief imam jointly announced the plans for the construction of the Bilal Mosque as part of the Southside Housing Development Project. The plan boasts of large modern apartments and a general remaking of the neighborhood. School facilities will also be included in the magnificent Islamic complex. The $16 million structure is slated for completion in 3 years.
Tears running down our faces to help us to help us bring some kind of light or some kind of strength into this situation. So we all know that we are bigger before God, but a Muslim's worship is a little bit more dignified than pure begging. The pleading for help, we call it dua, and we make dua like this, because we are asking for something. We're not asking to go up in the sky. We're asking for something here, you see. We want to always be aware that Islam, prayer in Islam, is worship, sacred, holy service to Almighty God, and that the man is seeking God not to feed his physical mouth so much. God has given us the means to feed our physical mouth. We're asking God to feed our spiritual mouth, our moral mouth, our intelligence, so that the most precious form of ourselves, which is the inner form, may be guided, may be strengthened by the food from Almighty God, may be given, have its thirst quenched by the water of Almighty God. So these are the things that are most valuable to us, is those things that make for the growth and the development, the strength